Thursday, 25th of September, Kafka's Kislev, Yachi Kala, Rabbi Mordechai Ginsbury, Yoni Hanata, a time to think.
I'd like to commence this morning with a thought actually from Parshas Yisroei, where there appears to be a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban as to the meaning of the pasuk in Echadova Azeh Taseh. If you will do this thing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will instruct you and you will be able to implement it, and also this entire nation will find its place in peace. So Rashi explains, who's Gam Kolom Azal Makom Yovei V'Shalom? Says Rashi, Kolom Azal is Aaron Nodav and Avihu, the Shivim Azakenim Hanildim Ato Imcha. This refers to the leaders of the people, Aaron, Nodim, Avihu, the Shivim Azakenim, because there will be Sori Alofim, Sori Meiris, Sori Chamishim, Sori Asoris. That will give all of the Shivim Azakenim together with Aaron, Nodim, Avihu, and Moshe Rabbeinu the opportunity to exercise and to apply their Yediyas HaTorah, their abilities, LaTorah Saklal. If you look at the Ramban, however, he seems to understand this in a different way. The Ramban says, Ki ato, he says, now until the time when you have the Sori Alofim, Meiris, etc., Ki ato, now, Mipnei Shelo Yuchu Lo Geshes Lamishpot, because people cannot approach and find a place to be judged, B'chol Eis, Lo Yonuchu B'Sholem. They can't find an opportunity to immediately have their queries answered, their troubles and even machlokes and resolved, lo yanuchu l'sholem, they can't rest in peace. So therefore, the gam kol ha'om hazeh makom yovei v'sholem, according to the Ramban, appears to apply to the nation of Klal Yisrael as a whole. It would seem, la'anius da'iti, that one doesn't have to say that Rashi and Ramban are mechuluk. But actually, in order to reach a madrega of sholem, there is a necessity for both the Aaron Nodav Avihu and Shivim Zakenim to have the opportunity to give of themselves and to be able to share their knowledge of Torah Saklal, and for the Tzibur to benefit therefrom. And if I can say by way of Hakdoma to this wonderful two-day Yarchei Kala, it seems that the organizers, who I'm sure don't want to be mentioned by name, and I won't run the risk of doing so because one's always bound to miss somebody out in so doing, but the organizers have had this double kavana in mind by bringing together many different local rabbonim at different times throughout these 2 days. They've made it possible for, if we can say Bezer Anpin, at least as far as I'm concerned, the Aaron, Nodav, Avihu, the Shivim, Zakenim, Ish Kafi Erekai, to have the opportunity to give and to be melamed to the Tzibur. And for the Tzibur to come together in such numbers to be able to be here right from the very beginning, a full Beis HaMedrash, is a huge tribute not only to the organizers, but it's an indicator of the Cheshkes HaTorah in Northwest London, which Emir Tashem should be able to go only Mechayil El Choyil. And as we'll see during the course of the next 25 minutes or so, this is really the ikka of all that Chanukah itself is supposed to be about. I want to speak about Chanukah today as a time to think. And in terms of the thoughts, I want to share with you and go over some of the Lashonos which are the most familiar to us from the Tfilas of Chanukah, but perhaps to look at them in a slightly different and, if possible, in a slightly deeper way. Haneiros halolu kodeshim, ve'ein lanu rushus lihishtamesh bohem, ela liroisam bilvad. Why did Chazal use the lashon of neiros halolu? We don't actually lechatchila use neiros. We use shemonim and psilos. We could have referred to hamoiros halolu. What's the inyan dafka of the lashon Haneiros halolu kodeshim? Secondly, ein lanu rishus lihishtamesh bohem, elo liroisam bilvad. What's the pshat in Lirois Neiros Chanukah. What did Chazal want to teach us in our understanding of Lirois Neiros Chanukah? Ad Kitekach, the Torah Neir Chanukah, and he doesn't have one for himself, a person can actually make the bracha She'osu Nisim on the Neir Chanukah, on the Re'ir Levad. What's the meaning of the Re'ir? And also the fact that we're Messiahim, Kedei Lehoidus L'Shimcha HaGadol, as we know, Chanukah is a time which is dafka Chazal Rekuvea to be Moideh and Meshaber to the Ribbono Shleilam. Indeed, as the Shulchan Aruch and Eruch Chaim, Simon Tov, Reish Ayin, Sifteis, tells us, the Ribbono Su'udus Shemarbin Bohem on Chanukah, Heim Su'udus Roshus, Sheloi Kovum Lemishteh V'Simcha. The days of Chanukah, as opposed to those of Purim, were not fixed as days of Mishteh V'Simcha, but days when one is supposed to be Moideh Meshaber to the Ribbono Shleilam. Like to try and understand what is the significance of Kedei Lehoidus L'Shimcha HaGadol, that these days are fixed as days Lehalel U'Lehoidus. And the convenient point at which to be able to start is the Bach on Siman Tov Reish Ayin, where he raises the kasha which many people talk about, Ika Lemedek Hi Gufa Kasha. It's possible to ask the question, this itself is difficult. Lama Loi Kovum Lemishteh L'Simcha Kamei B'Purim. Why is there a distinction drawn between Purim and Chanukah? That Purim, we have an inyan lehoidos lehalel, but also expressed through mishteh and simcha. And somehow on Chanukah we seem to have stopped short and pulled up at lehoidos lehalel, not beyond that. The Nireh, says the Bach famously, is Teretz, the Bapurim ikah hagezera hoyasa lefi shenenu misud osu shel eis rosha, that the hanah from Sudas HaChashverosh of Purim al kenigzor aleim laroi gula abedes hagufim shenenu miachilu ushtir shel isa v'simcha umishta shel simcha shel isa, that the main gezera of Purim was on the basis of Klal Yisrael having indulged physically in a way that was also both with the eating and the drinking and the celebration and feasting, uchasha osu teshuva, and when they came to do teshuva on Purim, inu nafshoisam, they afflicted themselves, uchamoy shekosav Esther, as Esther proclaims for them, leich kenoises kol Yehudim, kamoisha omra Esther, leich kenoises kol Yehudim, v'al teichu v'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim. Ulefichach, and therefore, kovum lemishteh v'yomtov lizker ikah hanes. The ikah hanes on Purim was a physical salvation. Avol b'chanukah ikah gezera hoyos al shehisrashlu b'aveda. The main gezera of Chanukah was for a weakening in aveda, in service of Hashem. And we will come to understand what the meaning of Hisrashlu Dafka Ba'aveda, what the Aveda itself means. We will dig that presently. Al Kain Hoyasar Gezeira Levatlmi Emma Aveda. Therefore, the main Gezeiras which were made by the Syrian Greeks, by the Yevonim at the time of Chanukah, were to be Mevatl them from Aveda Hashem. Kidasania Bibraisa Shegozale Mevatl Atomid. The Oid, he says, furthermore, you can say that mitzvah achas yesh b'yodam. Im atem mevatlin oisom miyodam, kvar heim avudim. The aid is there. Furthermore, it wasn't just the korban tomid they sought to be mevatl, but they understood the mitzvah hadlokas ner Chanukah, or not ner Chanukah, hadlokas ner menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, shekosu bo lahalos ner tomid, kol zman shem adlikin oisom tomid heim oindin. The Zechus of Klal Yisrael, the Amid of Klal Yisrael, was through the Semel of Klal Yisrael standing firm and strong in Avodas Hashem, was the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, Omdu V'timu Kol Hashmonim, therefore, the Yevonim stood up, got up, and were metami all the oils. Uchashechozru B'tshuva, listens exactly how the Bach says it. When in that door, they did teshuva, limser nafshom alo aveda, to be prepared, limser nafshon, to put in effort, to be prepared, lims mesiris nefesh, for the Aveda, Hoshia Hashem al yedei koyanim, oiv de Aveda veis Hashem. It's not stum that it happens that Bimei Matisur Kohen Godly, it happened that he was the Kohen who saved Klal Yisrael at the time and were the leaders. They had to be the ones who were the leaders because it was the Aveda through the Kohanim which itself was threatened and for a time stopped in the Beis Hashem. Al Keinas Anes Gam Kein Beneiros Tachas Asheheru Nafsham Lomus Al Kimo Aveda. And the Nes therefore happened through the Neiros represented by the Menorah, because the Mesiris Nefesh, Heru Nafshon Lomus Al Kima Aveda. Ulefichach Leikovum Elo Lahalel Lahedos Shihi Ha Aveda Shebeleis. Therefore says the Bach, the Etzem Shvach and Hidoya of Chanukah is on Aveda Shebeleis Lahalel Lahedos. And the Emes, of course, we find that the Gemara at the beginning of Tanis tells us that Ezehi Avodah Shebeleiv, from the pasuk familiar to us in Kriyas Shema, La'avo Es Hashem Elokeichem Ula'ovdoi B'chol Levavchem, the Avodah Shebeleiv is Tfilah. Tfilah. And Tfilah itself is Hiskashrus to the Ribbono Shel'olam, as the Sforim HaKadoshim refer to it, Hispashtus Hagashmius, that a person is able to detach themselves from much of the physical world, as indeed the Orchus Chaim LaRosh says, when it comes to the time of Tfilah, a person should seek as much as possible to remove themselves from worldly concerns and connect with their higher sense of purpose. That is the Avodah Shebeleiv. But Avodah Shebeleiv actually takes us a little step further. And in order to understand this, there is a kasha of the Taz, which is partially answered by the Bach's Mahalach, but is answered fully by the Elio Rabba, who brings down the kasha as well. And the kasha which the Taz raises is on the whole concept of comparing Chanukah and Purim, and saying somehow the Neis Hatzolah of Purim is marked to a great extent through Mishte and Simcha, whereas Chanukah is merely Lo'ayus Ulehalel. He asks the kasha from that which Rashi brings down in respect of He'ora Legabe the Godol Hamachtiyoy Yoseh Min Ahorgay. If a person leads a person astray, a person leads a person into an Aveira, that is considered to be even greater than physically threatening the well-being of a person. Shezeh Moitziyah Min Olam Azeh V'zeh Moitziyah Min Olam Abah. When a person is machti another person, they actually deprive them not only of their zechus kiyum in olam hazeh, but their zechus kiyum in the olam haba. So in that case, asks the Taz, lichura on Chanukah, where the whole effort of the Yevonim was to lead us astray, we should have to celebrate the Neis Hatzolah to an even greater extent than Purim, which was apparently only a threat to the physical existence of Klal Yisrael. And the answer which the Elio Rabba brings down, he brings down a couple of answers, but one which he brings down is the following. It's very interesting. He says that the attempt by the Yevonim was an attempt al pi oines, to force Klal Yisrael to give up Avodas Hashem. It wasn't an attempt, an effort al yedei pitui. When you try to tempt somebody by showing them Ki'ilu kavayochol chas v'sholem, that the derech shelo pi avodas Hashem is somehow sweeter than the derech of avodas Hashem, and the person is led astray in that way, whereby they actually believe that there is some superiority to the culture which is being imposed. That's called godla machtiyah yosim min ahorgay. But if merely the effort is to, by any force, any way that one can prevent Klal Yisrael from engaging Avodas Hashem, that's what you seek to be able to impose, then that's not called Godol HaMachtir Yosim Min HaHorgay. And he goes on to explain also that there is a possibility of understanding that in a situation of Yehorig Val Yavir, that there can even be a situation in which the Yehori Bar Yavri, the person was not most themselves the Misa, that is not necessarily considered, again it depends whether it's Alidei Pitu or Alidei Onis, that is not necessarily considered that the person has forfeited the Chelek Olam Haba thereby. What's interesting that comes out from the Mahalach of the Eliyahu Rabba, however, is that the Etzem Hisrashlus Ba'avoda was not the Klal Yisrael actually thought that there was something which was superior and they were seeking something which was better at the time of Neis Chanukah. At the time of the Neis Hatzolah of Purim, it turns out that Nenu Misudosu Shel Oisu Rosha, and also from the Simcha and the Mishter, at that time Klal Yisrael hedonistically were conceding to that which was being put their way by Achashverosh. But at the time of Chanukah, Nisrashnu Ba'avoda is pshat, that just somehow we lost the sense of cheshet, we lost the sense of focus, we lost the sense of appreciation of what the Avoda was supposed to be about. And therefore there had to be a corresponding Mesiras Nefesh to re-establish that Avoda, not merely in terms of quantitative performance of Avoda, but of qualitative performance of Aveda. And this now becomes clear when we go back to look at Haneiros Hallelu. Haneiros Hallelu Kodeshim. There is a famous insight of the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei on the Pasuk Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Gaon in many places in Mishlei, for those who are familiar with his Pirush, identifies and separates into three different categories the aspects through which a person is Mekayem Avodas Hashem. He delineates Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. The original thought, the articulation of the thought, and the performance of the action which flows from the original thought, from articulating the thought to the performance of the deed. Uchenegdom, and in respect of all those three, says the Gaon, Eimei Hashem Meshoytetos B'chol Ha'oretz, the royal says kol mai segnei odom the oznov shemes kol dova yitzmi pi odom, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in three ways. He's royal kol mai segnei odom, oznov kaviyochol he sees, kaviyochol he hears, kol dova yitzmi pi odom. And then the Gaon goes on to say the nishmas odom, the pshat on Ne'a Hashem nishmas odom. Nishmas Odom he kaneir shekhoifes b'chol chazri voten machshavisov. The Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom is like a candle which examines the innermost recesses of a person's thoughts. Haneirois halalu nisrashlu ba'avoda. I would suggest that Haneirois halalu is a remez, at least a hint to us, that we've not fully been mekayim the inyan of being mechazik avodas Hashem on Chanukah until each person, each kafi erkei, has been mechapes, has sought out in the very innermost recesses of his own inner self, as the Masechet Yesharim says in Perek Gimel of his Sefer, a person has a chiyuv to ask himself b'chol eis. Kavua, a person has to ask himself, Mahi aderech o amiti lefichoi katerish she'odim tzorich leilich bay. We realize that we're all different, we've all got different tafkidim, we've all got different purposes, different koichos, we've all got different things and unique things, each and every person in this room, each and every person created in the Ribbono Shel'olam's world is here, is unique. That's Ein Tzur Kelekenu, Ein Sayor Kelekenu. Everybody is unique. Everybody has some tachlis, has something. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the gift of life to us for today, that means there's something that we can do today that we couldn't do yesterday, that we can't do tomorrow, and that no one else can do from the time of Briyas Olam. Biz Mashiach Tidkenu Sheyovah Gimheru Yavimir V'yameinu. There's something that no one else can do other than you, other than me. That's Ne'a Hashem Nishmas Odom. To take from the innermost recesses of our true selves and extract and develop out from that who and what we uniquely have to be. Einon Rishus Lihishtamesh Bahem Elo Liroisam Bilvat Re'ia. Where else do we find the mitzvahs Re'ia? Re'isam Eisam Uzachartem Es Kol Mitzvahs Hashem Liroisam Bilvat. A person has to come to recognize and to be able to see the nisim and niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us b'chol eis v'chol shah. HaNeiroi Solo Ner HaShem Nishma Sodom Chayfis Kol Chadrei Boten Kol Yochid V'Yochid has to be able to find the way to that and to be able to understand it in terms of Neiroi Sambilvot, to look at them, to gaze upon them, and to find ourselves through Neis Chanukah. I want to conclude. Not bad, conclude 7.5 minutes before the end of the year. Just a way of perking people up a little bit. Somebody said, in the context of a wider community setting, that an optimist is a lady in the gallery who, when she hears the rabbi say, and finally, begins to put her shoes back on. In last week's parsha, the Uruch Haim HaKadosh comments, it's a remarkable comment on the pasuk about Reuven, the Reuven Vayatzileu Miyodon. He saved Yosef from their hands. And the Uruch Haim HaKadosh asks two kashas. First of all, what's the meaning Miyodon? From their hands. Vayatzileu! He said they were about to kill Yosef. Vayatzileu, save them. What's Miyodon? And secondly, he asks the kasha, what kind of Hatzolah was this Bichlal? The Hatzolah that he takes him from being immediately about to be killed to put him into a pit where there are Nechoshim V'akrovim, assuming that he was aware that there were Nechoshim V'akrovim within the pit. And the Uruch Haim HaKadosh says a remarkable idea. He says that there is a chiluk, there is a distinction to be drawn between a person who is Tachas Hashkochas Bnei Adam. Human beings have a koyach habechiroi, have a freedom of choice to be able to impact upon the lives of others in a way which the person may not actually deserve. That means that if min hashamayim, it's not necessarily being nigzar that a person's life should end at this particular moment. Another human being using their koyach b'chiro can terminate the life of another person on the basis of using their own koyach b'chiro. Says the Uruch Haim HaKadosh, that's something which only a human being can do to another creation on earth. But other levels of creation, the other creatures on earth, the Baalei Chayim, who are not human, do not have that choice. Therefore, he says, what Reuven was actually doing by taking Yosef away from the brothers and putting him into the pit, even with the Nechoshim and Akrovim there, was saying that if Yosef is Chai of Misa, then min HaShemayim will be possible for the Nechoshim and Akrovim to harm him. If he's not Chai of Misa, they can't do anything to him. Therefore it is Vayatzileu Miyodom. He took Reuven took Yosef out of the Hashkocha, out of the purview of influence, the sphere of influence of the other brothers of human beings, and put them into the purview of the Nechoshim V'Akrovim in the pit. It would seem to me that this links beautifully to a concept in Gabi Hanukkah. Why? Because on Hanukkah, Lehoidus Lehalel, what do we actually come to appreciate? We appreciate that the Avodah of the human being, it's really in the main, in terms of our Veda, in terms of Machshava, in terms of what we actually do. The Gaon says, on Hashem Nishmas Odom, the Machshava, the Dibur and the Maisa. We actually vacillate between two possibilities, two polarities. Either we seek, both in terms of our own Aveda, and in terms of that which we do to help other people, to lift ourselves and to lift others onto a madrega where we live directly under the influence of Hashkochas Hashem and not subject to the whims of other human beings. V'no'al tatzrichenu Hashem elikenu loyli day matnas basor vadom. Peseach es yodecha umaspia lekol chay rotzoin. We seek to live a life where we are not dependent on other human beings. We know that we are always interdependent, and that we are here to either perform chasodim for others and sometimes to be recipients of chasodim from others. But our level of hashkocha, the level at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks out our interest, is one where we seek to live by an unmediated sense of interaction with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is manifest in Reuven taking Yosef and being moitzi him from being tachas yad, the hashkocha of the other brothers, and lifting him into a madrega, although it's putting him into a pit, but it's actually lifting him to a madrega whereby he will live al pi the hashkocha, the unmediated hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there comes a time, which is the second extreme in polarity, when a human being appreciates and recognizes that they have been witness to, and that they have the capability to acknowledge, to appreciate, to magnify, and to sanctify the Hashkocha Hashem which has occurred in our lives or in the lives of earlier days. That's the Yesod of Lehoidus and Halel. And where do we see that? If you look at the Nusach of Al Hanisim, Atoh, we say, Barachamech or Rabin, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam, you, Klal Yisrael, were Nisrashnu ba'aveda. And then they came, and what did they do, as the Loshon HaBach says it? They were Heru Nafshom, Limser Nafshom al Aveda. Heru Nafshom Lomus al Kiyum Aveda. What happened at that particular moment? Atah Barachamech Rabin. Omadatolahem beisorosam, ravto esrivom, danto esdinom, nokamto esnikmosam. The whole mahalach of Chanukah was through the mesiras nefesh and the striving of Klal Yisrael. When nisrashnu ba'avoda means what? B'machshava, never mind b'dibur v'maisa, but the fundamental machshava was one which was not significantly with the vekus, with Lishma in Kesha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the moment of Mesiras Nefesh comes along, Ato Barachamech or Rabim or Madzlam Beisurosom, Rav Toes Rivom, Dan Toes Dinam, Nokam Toes Nikmosom, Ve'achakach, Bo'u Bonecho Lidvir Beisecho, Ve'tiaruas Mikashecho, Ve'idliku Neiris V'chasrus Kashecho, the kovu shmonach in Chanukah elu lahoidos lalashim chagodil. The other aspect of appreciating unmediated, uninterrupted hashkochas Hashem is not yemei mishteh v'simcha. Is not about rejoicing on a mere physical salvation. It is about appreciating the yad Hashem hatova aleinu in pure Hallel v'haydoya l'shmei ha'gadol. And that is the yesod of Yemei Chanukah, Tamanya Inun, about which we say in the Megillas Tanis that Loi Botla, that is the yesod of Chanukah, not merely as a time of being madlik neiros of pisumei nisa that can be seen by the world outside, but be'ika, what we're showing to the world outside is that connected the Yisrashlus, there is an immense chizuk ba'aveda, there is a restoration of the teshuka, of the aspiration and ambition of Klal Yisrael to fully and completely reconnect with Hashkochas Hashem, and through such thought and such aveda, through giving a little time on Chanukah to think, to be misbeining, and to be able to appreciate, as the Tzitz says many times in Chumash, when we find the word re'eh, it means to be misbeining, lir'oisom bilvad, to think through these thoughts. We should indeed be zeicher to be able to see nisim v'yeshuos, brochos, toivos, and hatzolos, lonu ulechol Yisrael, b'yom emahim, b'zman hazeh, amen.